B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
How's everybody doing?
Good?
Oh, really good.
Good morning.
Really good.
Morning, Zoe.
From my seat.
I'm sorry?
Why are you in my seat?
I was here yesterday. Did you not notice that?
I didn't know you were in my seat.
I've been in this chair for a number of days.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't like
Hardy's
it.
In the other room.
I don't know how you deal with this microphone in the place it is.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah.
Don't you miss?
I thought that one was bad. This one's worse.
Don't you miss those old boom mics at the old place?
Absolutely. I've made the case to
God, those were the greatest.
I made the case to those in charge a number of times that we should go back to them, but they don't listen to me.
What do you?
My opinion's not valued. These are terrible for your posture. That's why Big Jim is in the other room now. I had to just switch chairs.
It hurts. Yeah, it you end up slugging.
Yeah, my neck. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible. Hardy, you feel good standing up in there?
I feel like $1 million.
Right? I know.
Old man Hardy.
Oh, man. Never a dull moment when you've had Tom Brady as your quarterback. I say had, past tense, and you currently have Bill Belichick as the head coach. This is a story that won't die. Story that will not go away.
It's real. I mean, I think it's real. I mean, people have tried to, I don't want to say throw water on it as to, you know, are you keeping scores, one watching the other? This thing's as real gets. I'm sorry.
So.
And the deeper the quarterback goes, and as you sit there and you're eliminated and doing nothing and you don't even have a quarterback right now, it's an issue.
And some of it is certainly media driven, like what we're about to play for you, which is Colin Cowherd, who had an opinion, I think, yesterday about the future of Bill Belichick and raising a possibility. And when you hear it, the only thing I can think about is, does he know more? Does he know something? Is he hearing something? Are moles talking to Colin Cowherd and giving him tidbits? Or is he just being, you know, typical one of us, sports yacker with opinions and fantastic thoughts?
He's a hit and miss guy. I mean, he'll miss, but. I like him. I think he's fun to listen to.
I like sports yacker.
Yeah, right?
Sports yacker.
Is he just sports yacking? Is that what he's doing, or is he got something?
That's what the National Enquirer would use to describe our profession. The Boston sports yacker.
Oh, that'd be the Herald that would do that. Forget the National Enquirer.
Well.
That'd be the Boston Herald. Yeah. Let's hear it from the herd.
So I see a story. Josh McDaniels, prime candidate for the Eagles job. If he gets the job, he'll take one or two assistants with him. In the last year, Joe Judge left, took a couple of assistants. Brian Flores, 2 years ago, left, took a couple of assistants. Josh McDaniels is going to take that Philadelphia job, leaves, takes a couple of assistants. Dante Scarnecchi is already retired. They don't have a quarterback. It's one of the weakest rosters. They have lost all their top assistants. And what if Belichick waited about two more weeks for all the top candidates to be gone and announced his retirement from the Patriots? Colin, he would screw over Robert Kraft. Yes. Let's go back to Belichick as a grudge holder. Who forced him to trade Jimmy Garoppolo? If he is not forced to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, then the Patriots don't embarrass themselves this year. Then Belichick doesn't continually get mocked this year. Don't think Belichick wanted to win this divorce. Oh, it hurts. Folks, you don't think he has an ego? Brady has not only won this divorce, it makes Belichick look stupid. He can't draft receivers. He couldn't figure out Tom. One time, Robert Kraft has gotten involved in football stuff. Once. Belichick sitting there thinking, what, you don't trust me?
Colin Cowherd, Fox Sports Radio. He says, Bill Belichick is a grudge holder. Is that true? I would say yes.
Yes.
My gut tells me yes.
When was the last time he spoke to Eric Mangini? When was the last time he didn't hate the New York Jets for things that played out two decades ago?
Ooh.
I'm just wondering, how long did it take for Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells to be on good terms? And I believe, from what we've seen, they are on good terms now. But how long did it take?
It's a long time, and they're still not the best of friends.
So, does Bill Belichick hold grudges? Bet your ass he does. So that part, I don't know that we can even really dispute it, just based on his football life.
Yes.
No argument there.
Yes.
Is he still holding a grudge over Jimmy G not being here?
No. I don't think so.
How do you know?
Just the way that thing trended that year. You know, the team wasn't great, but Tom was carrying that team through the first half of the year. And then, I mean, do we have to go through the dates again? I mean, you know, then Halloween hits, and next thing you know, Jimmy's dealt, and Jimmy's getting a good coach, and they're getting a good player. And I think he liked the player, loved the player, tried to keep him, wanted to keep him, couldn't keep him. You know, time ran out. Tom beat time. And I think Bill acknowledged that Tom's playing well. We can't go away from Tom. Even when, the 49ers called, what about Garoppolo? What about Brady? You know, I'm not going to trade you the greatest quarterback of all time. Yeah, Bill's still, Tom's our guy. But I think he waited to see if Tom's going to fall on his face. Tom never fell on his face that first half of that year.
Look, does your question, does Bill hold a grudge about being forced to trade Jimmy Garoppolo? Probably. Mm-hmm. Okay, I would say that's at least possible, if not likely. But even Bill knows, after Garoppolo was traded, you still went to two more Super Bowls, you won one of them, and even if you're looking at it now, well, we'd be in much better shape right now, you still had success after you were, quote-unquote, forced to trade him.
Have won two if he didn't bench Butler.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. Could have won that year. This is the bigger point. Because Cowherd is saying he's going to go out of his way now to completely dismantle the coaching staff and then retire to screw over the owners.
No.
Because of the Jimmy Garoppolo thing, that completely ignores that these same owners have reportedly made Bill Belichick the highest paid coach ever.
It's a small item, small detail that should be noted.
Small detail that he's making north of $20 million, according to Mike Florio. So Bill Belichick is going to completely screw over the franchise that made him a wealthy, wealthy man because he didn't like the owner's idea about trading Garoppolo almost 4 years ago.
I think that's pushing it a little far.
That's where the whole scenario falls apart.
Comes in. That's where the yacker is beginning, right?
That's where the scenario just completely disintegrates.
But he might be onto something here in the sense that Bill, despite him going through a 7-9 season and starting a rebuild, which is not an easy thing to do, there might be part of him that sits there in his office every day and says to himself, this isn't entirely my fault. You know, we'd be in a better spot if they had listened to me. And that is just the human element, not being completely rational, not thinking about the things you just mentioned, Hardy, about having been to multiple Super Bowls and having won another Super Bowl after that trade. It's we're in the here and now. And here and now, I can sit here and feel a little bit sorry for myself because I had it right. We could have had Jimmy Garoppolo. He could have been the next guy. He could have been here, and I wouldn't have to sit here worrying or thinking about whether or not the 49ers want to bail on him and what I would have to give up to get him back. I'd have my guy. We'd be in the middle of my second dynasty, not starting over with a rebuild, because maybe in Bill's mind, yeah, I won one more with Brady, but I could have won multiple with Jimmy G, and we'd be in a different place in our timeline now. Like, those thoughts, rational or not, could be running through his head. And whether or not he's a grudge holder, I think we already have that answer. He is. He holds grudges. He's a man who can hang on to a grudge. So maybe part of that enters his mind in the coming years if it continues to not go well on the field. The results aren't there. We could have been better had they listened to me. And by the way, the element of him getting paid, the money that he gets paid, he could get paid that by any other team now. Is there any question about that?
No.
If there were an opening.
McDaniel's making over $4 million. I mean, they're taking care of their guys.
You are caught up on that point that you saw yesterday. You saw that report that Josh McDaniels makes more than $4 million a year as Patriots offensive coordinator. Is that surprising?
Because Jason Garrett was making a ton before he was head coach, too. I mean, that was way predated. You know, you fast forward now, and if you're that hot commodity and you're a top coordinator, you're in a $4 million range.
I think it's fair. If your head coach makes 20 and you're the offensive coordinator and you're the next closest thing to the head coach and you make one-fifth of that, I don't think that that's absurd. I think it's probably appropriate. Tells you that the Patriots pay coaches, though, too. So they demand results. 7-9 with Cam Newton ain't going to cut it.
Nope.
That's not going to work. That's not going to work. But Bill retiring in 2 weeks to screw the Patriots?
Yes.
And is he going to take a couple of assistants when he goes?
A couple of assistants.
Yeah. Is he going to do that too?
A couple of assistants.
Yeah. I mean, a few. But is he human, and is all of this, what is happening, impacting him? There's one smoke signal from inside the Belichick home that indicates things are getting a little tense over there. A little sensitive to what's happening with Tom Brady's success on the field. We'll get to that part of the story from yesterday coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Matt. Right now, Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The hell's going on with our music?
I don't know. Maybe that it's
who the hell did Madonna come from?
Linda Holiday we're talking about. I'm thinking that's the tie-in.
Got it. Nice. This is an odd one.
It would be so nice.
It would be so nice.
Linda Holiday, longtime companion of Bill Belichick.
I love when a woman defends her man.
In a since-deleted post. defended Bill Belichick, and she did it in a way that wasn't exactly accurate, I would say.
Game watching. Yeah.
Not sure what game it was she was watching, but here's what happened. Someone put up a post. She put up a post, that is, reflecting on 2020, and it was a New Year's post.
Sure.
From almost 3 weeks ago now. Probably 3 weeks ago, you know, today or so. Somewhere around 3 weeks ago, right? Right around New Year's. And Kathy Pellett on Instagram. Kathy Pellett. More from her in a moment. She decided within the last couple of days to comment on that post from 3 weeks ago with the comment, "Too bad Bill let Tom go!" Exclamation point.
Dangling carrot. Oh,
God. And that bait was just dangling there. And Linda Holiday took it.
Oh, no, don't.
At Kathy Pellett. And you have all the answers, evidently. Tom didn't score last night. Not once. Defense won that game. Were you even watching? And then the OTOH on the other hand. I'm happy for Tom's career. Why can't you be? No, I think Kathy Pellett is very happy for Tom's career. She's celebrating the crap out of Tom's career right now in Tampa Bay.
Not here. That's how much she loves his career.
There is some factual inaccuracies there. So how do you feel Brady is playing there? He did score, by the way.
Yeah, I thought he played well Sunday. I thought he managed that game perfectly. He had the one ball that got picked, like where, but it was a third and one, so it was a shot down the field. If that ball would have stayed as an interception, the defender had one leg in, one leg out. It ended up being fourth and one, so it wasn't an interception. That was his laziest throw of the day, just out of frustration. But other than that, he managed that game perfectly, I thought. That's a good defense. It's a defense he knows. They already beat him twice. Yeah, he scored once on the ground and two other times through the air.
So he did score. He did, in fact, score, Linda.
Yep.
Linda, I'm not sure you were watching the game. I don't know which game you were watching.
Remember the high five? The ref left him hanging?
I don't know what.
That was the rushing touchdown.
I don't know what Brady lowlight film Bill put together to watch during the Bucs game.
That's what defense was great in that game.
Bill went to the film department. He put together Brady's worst games.
Yeah. State TV in the Belichick house?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's like, yeah, absolutely.
That's not the game you want to attack Brady on. That is not the game you want to attack.
Baghdad Bill putting together footage of Brady's worst games. That's what he puts on during the Bucs games to make himself feel good. Right,
yeah.
Baghdad Bill, state TV with Bill over there in the wherever he is, Nantucket, wherever he is. So yeah, maybe that's where the confusion came from. You know? She thinks she's watching Brady's game. She's not. She's watching a Kraft Sports production, custom made for Bill.
Brad Johnson Bucs.
Yeah. So
Trent Dilfer.
As a follow up to this, her Twitter account has now been closed. I don't know if the Instagram account is still active.
I only follow her on Twitter.
The Twitter account is, yeah, the Twitter account has been shut down.
Well, I see that the comment there from, is it Kathy?
Kathy Pellett.
I don't see that posted on the Instagram feed anymore.
Well, the original post is down. It's been deleted.
Oh, yeah. All right. Cause the photo is still up, though. The photo that it was attached to.
Oh, it is? No, I don't think it is, Hardy.
I thought it was.
No.
I definitely saw it yesterday when all this was going on.
It was up yesterday. It's not there now. It has now been deleted.
All right.
It's bye-bye.
I thought it was the, as I reflect on the past year posting. Was that not it?
Yeah, and you're still seeing that?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm not. I'm not seeing that post anymore, but hey, maybe you are. Maybe
My dog runs my Instagram.
Maybe you should refresh the page or something.
I'm looking at it right now.
But either way, Kathy Pellett called into Felger Mouse.
Oh, she did?
The Kathy Pellett.
Oh, God.
Zoe, have you heard it? You didn't hear this?
I have not. What time was this yesterday? And I listened to a lot of it.
I didn't hear it either. And
it was right around 5 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I was doing other stuff then.
All right, so let's hear from Kathy Pellett.
So, I mean, is this reaching Foxborough? Is this reaching the Patriots? Is it reaching Bill Belichick?
Yes.
It's reaching them so badly that his girlfriend is chirping Patriots fans over what Brady did the other day. So I do that.
I can't believe she took the bait.
I do that all to set up with the fact that Kathy in Danvers, who sent the Instagram post, joins us now on the line. Hi,
this
Kathy.
This is awesome.
What's up, Kathy? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's up, girl?
Seems like you got to Linda pretty good there.
Yeah, I know. I didn't mean to. I just said, why did he let go Tom? And then she wrote back this huge thing to me. So I was a little shocked.
So you didn't mean to. So you didn't really mean to chirp her. You just were curious.
I didn't mean to. I just asked why he let Tom go. And then she responded to me. So
we should pause. Yeah, that's not accurate. That's not accurate. Kathy Pellett is not being honest with herself.
So initially,
Kathy Pellett made a statement. She didn't ask a question.
So initially, not a great question from Felger. We're going to dissect this like it's a real interview here.
Yeah.
Not a great question because he says, you didn't mean to chirp her. It was absolutely, it was a chirp.
What is he talking about? What is she talking about?
You type things to chirp people.
A post about, you know, the new year, and it was this nice post, and then someone out of nowhere decides to chirp. Too bad Bill let Tom go. That's a chirp.
Felger is enabling her misinformation.
At first he does.
Okay, let's continue.
So you didn't mean to. So you didn't really mean to chirp her. You just were curious.
I didn't mean to. I just asked why he let Tom go. And then she responded to me. So, and then I sent it to Jim.
Well,
good
so
job,
much,
Kathy.
And then she said that he didn't even score, but I wrote back to her, he actually did score the last touchdown.
Yeah, you got it right. Oh, so that was you that actually sent the original DM?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh, okay. So, like, again, you didn't follow me.
I follow you on Instagram, okay. So I sent it to you because I thought you would think it was funny. And then my nieces and nephews were listening to you, and they were telling me that you guys were talking about it, so I decided to call in.
So, but Kathy, if we're being honest there, I mean, Jim, you have the actual comment, right? Did you put a question mark on it, or did you? Was it a statement? Were you trying to get to her a little bit, Kathy?
Pause.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's not make him out to be like, you know, Morrow here. Like, he's still wishy-washy on the questioning.
Who felt? Well, no. At first, he was enabling, as much as anyone can enable, right? Now, he's not full-blown Edward R. Murrow, but also, give Felger a pass in this, he doesn't understand any of
that's
this stuff.
That's true. No, he doesn't. He is a social media...
He is big social media dummy, so yeah. Yes.
Well,
that's right.
And believe me, I think he's onto something. The more I think about it, the more time I spend on it, the less time I want to spend on it.
I think he was ahead of the curve.
He's way ahead of the curve on this. So, he's trying to figure this out in his own mind when he then says, hold on, and maybe he actually looks at it and he says...
Did you put a question mark on it, or did you? Was it a statement? Were you trying to get to her a little bit, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh.
I love it.
Kathy, I agree with Jim. I'm mad. I was mad from the time that they let him go. So I'm a season ticket holder, over 20 plus years, me and my husband, and I'm upset.
How'd your husband feel about you getting on the show right now?
He doesn't know yet.
So two things, yeah. Kathy. First of all, at TonyMaz985, give me a follow on Instagram. Anytime you want to send any info along, by all means, I'm happy to take
it. Okay, yeah,
and secondly,
I do follow you too.
Okay, so I say this in all respect, and I'm treading into dangerous territory here, but it feels like you're a little old for the Instagram demo. How did you get on Instagram in the first place?
Oh, boy.
I'm only 50. I'm your age.
Oh, all right. Well, I take that back.
Not Maz's age.
Wow. I believe Maz might be... older than that.
Maz is almost as old as Zoe.
Yeah,
he's
Maz
old.
Is trying to become an Instagram influencer.
Yeah.
Those little videos and stuff.
Odd question from Maz. What does your how does your husband feel? How do you know she's married?
Yeah.
How about when... No, wait.
Well, no, she did. She said me and my husband are season ticket holders.
Oh, that's
she
right.
She did reveal
how about
that.
When
that's
he
right.
goes, hey, girl, what's up?
Yeah.
How does your husband feel about you getting on that?
What's up, girl? What's up, girl?
It's an odd question.
I think Felger then went the route of, you remember when we had Faraday on and he said, you know, you got to make the people on your show feel like a guest. They call them guests for a reason. Maybe that's what it was. We didn't want to be too mean. You didn't want to grill her with that question or make accusations. Right?
Mm.
That wasn't a question. That was a statement. That was a knock. She chirps Linda Holiday on Instagram, and she responded. She responded.
I'm upset.
What do you think's going on there, Zo?
I think there's an awareness. I mean, you're human. There's a sensitivity to the whole situation. She lives it at home, and I'm sure she knows a lot more than most people know about it. And she's got to keep quiet about it, and. She took the bait on this. I love the fact she defends her man, but you can't do it. You can't do it when you're the head coach's girlfriend.
So you got to know, though. You got to understand, like, if the coach is feeling a little aggravated with hearing it right now.
Hasn't he been aggravated
right?
this year, though?
He's been aggravated all year. All year he's been aggravated hearing it.
He's a different guy this year.
And this is only going to make it worse. And maybe he's sitting there getting pissed off about Brady's success. Maybe
well, the problem now
happens.
Too. This isn't just like a local thing. Like Don Clayman had it too. So then it goes national. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then the national shows start picking up on this. Bill doesn't need this right now.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
No,
he can't
he
control
doesn't.
What Tom's doing right now. You know, and then he's going to get raked over the coals for it. That's
he's got it coming from inside his own home.
His own home.
I mean, his own home. That's
what do you think they had for dinner last night?
In my home, quietness.
It's sort of some take.
Silence was being served at dinner last night.
Oh,
I love it.
That had to be a quiet dinner.
Right. I mean, Linda's responding to the haters, so to speak. And now they are dancing on our football grave on Felger and Maz. Oh, yeah, great day. Awesome day.
It feeds life to the story.
Oh,
the
my God.
That's what it does. It gives
I posted
life.
Yesterday the picture. I tweeted it out. I said, Bill's hanging one of these signs up right now in his house, the one that's on the door, which reads, when you leave here. This is a real sign on the door. Don't know if it's still there, but it was there when they filmed the football life. Don't believe or fuel the hype. Manage expectations. Ignore the noise.
Yeah.
and speak for yourself.
Jeez.
Which is the Patriot way of saying shut your mouth. Do not speak.
Yeah. It's going right above the door before you leave.
From inside his own home it's happening. Not someone on his team. Not one of the dozens of players or coaches or no. The wife's. I mean, I don't think they're married, but still, it's basically his wife. Oh, my.
I know how that dinner went last night. Linda's trying to just brush off. You know, as I reflect on this day, I think it was a really good day, and, you know, we're lucky to be where we are. Then out of nowhere, Bill says, why'd you put the mushrooms in the stroganoff sauce?
You know I hate tomatoes.
Oh, I suppose you have all the answers. Well, there aren't even mushrooms in there. Well, I'm looking at them right here.
I'm going to Cheesecake Factory.
We've got to get to our call, 617-779-0985. We've got all the special people lined up for this one.
Well, you reek of scotch and cheesecake.
Yeah, where the hell's Jake in Boston on this one?
Oh, we got him.
Oh, we do?
We'll get to him next. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now,
if you want to get weird sometimes, yeah.
Zulak and Bertrand.
Back then, you knew not to touch it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go to your phones. Let's go to the social media insider, Jake in Boston. First guy I want to hear from on this particular topic with the comments from Linda Holiday on Instagram. Jake, give us the full lay of the land here. What do we got?
Yeah, let me give you her mindset first and then move on to two tidbits you may have missed news-wise.
Good. Thank you.
The innocence of the comment that triggered Linda reveals everything. Here she was. She thought this was her time. She spent years grooming this socially awkward but brilliant football coach for her own personal gain and ambition. She tied her entire self-worth into this person. She forced out the billion-dollar queen bee in Giselle, who she was unquestionably jealous of, and Sundays were going to be about hubby on the field and her running suite level like it was New York Fashion Week. And off seasons were going to be about parties and social gatherings from Nantucket to Nashville to South Beach. And instead, here she was last weekend, Instagramming on her beta dog's account at home in middle of nowhere, Foxborough, Massachusetts, while watching her soon-to-be 70-year-old high COVID risk meal ticket hobbling around on a ratty old treadmill at 2.5 miles an hour, trying to watch a sport that may be passing him by. And worst of all for Linda, because she can't embrace
pause.
The
pause. Hold on. We got to stop your rant.
So he was running during the game. You know this?
Wait, did that come up on the Peloton account?
Correct. No. It came up on the dog's Instagram account where the dog was kind of front center. And the Peloton is next to the treadmill, and Bill was on the treadmill with the Browns game in the background. So that is a fact.
Okay.
He was watching games this weekend.
Okay, good to know. So Bill was watching the games this weekend. We have confirmation from Jake. Thank you.
Correct. So instead of being the queen bee, here she was. Worst of all for Linda. He can't even embrace the gold-digging piece of this because the boat may be named Eight Rings, but she doesn't have the ring on her finger yet to show for all this effort. It's the only good decision Bill may have made since 2015 because she could be cut at any time without fuss, drama, and it's already a mistake.
There's no guaranteed money in that deal, is there? No guaranteed money.
No money.
Right.
He doesn't get that $25 million. So, yeah, she's rattled.
But, Jake, you follow this stuff every day. You have to be surprised that she responded to that comment.
I was stunned at the innocence of the comment. The comment being a throwaway comment from a 20-year season ticket holder, which I'm sure she didn't know about at the time. That's what rattled her. So, yeah, she's feeling
it. They're shook over there.
Rattled.
They're shook over there. They're feeling the heat.
Rattled.
Any other news items that we missed?
The two news items you missed. The photo is still up, by the way, Mark.
Okay.
But he is limited who can comment on her post from now on.
Oh.
So the glowing adoration from everyone is sort of out the window. And she not only did this on her account, she did this on Nike's account. Their daughters have it. So, you know, if season ticket holders want free reign, go at the Hess twins. Second, I think it's more her than Bill, because if Bill cared about rectifying the situation, Bill's kids wouldn't be in Jackson Hole right now getting s'mores with Joe Judge, of all people. The kids are vacationing in Jackson Hole, Brian, Steven, Jen, the group.
Okay. And so, they're doing what? They're getting s'mores?
Yeah, the judges are there, and they had a nice little bonfire two nights ago, you know, just roasting marshmallows with the s'mores. So their social life is not being impacted by all this. The last time Steven, Jen, Belichick went to Jackson Hole, they had a kid 9 months later. So they obviously had this vacation planned for a while here. And so it's not the kids. I don't know how much Bill's feeling, but Linda's got everything to lose. Linda's built her entire self-worth around Bill. And now that Bill's image may be a mirage, and she doesn't have the engagement ring or the wedding or tied into half this hour,
she could be cut tomorrow.
She's feeling it.
Yep. All possible. Wow.
Whew.
They're at Jackson Hole. You know anything about Jackson Hole?
Yeah, it's a great little ski town.
Yeah, I've never heard of it until now.
You've never heard of Jackson Hole?
No, not something I'm familiar with.
Playground of the super rich, Beetle.
Is that right?
I don't know. It seems like one of those things that always pops up.
People love Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Really?
Yep.
Well.
It's a great ski area.
I always think of like
they're in Park
Aspen
City, man,
when you think of like the super
Park
rich
and Jackson Hole.
Stuff like that. And Park City, right.
Yep.
I wasn't familiar with the Jackson Hole.
Jackson Hole, a little more quaint. Yep, a little more inexpensive.
So the Belichick sons and Joe Judge are at Jackson Hole with a fire pit roasting s'mores together.
You ever been one of those ranches, Beetle? Like you go away and you live on a dude ranch for a week?
No.
You cut your own meat up and you fry it on the fire pit.
No, have you? Have you done
that? Out there, Jackson Hole.
Have you done that trip?
I think Maz did one.
Yeah, no, I'm asking you, recently. Scott Solak. Have you ever done it? The way you say that, like, No, I've never done that. Who's done that? Maz did that because
he guys like to do it.
Maz really likes adventures. He picks like a new adventure every year to go do.
Right, it's like a choose your own adventure book, but it's his life.
Can you see Maz out there with his mom jeans? He's pulling up in his stirrup, and I got to put my foot in here. You know, I love my cowboy hat. Where do you get the paper at? What do you have? Continental breakfast?
I actually want to do it.
I think it'd be cool, but my family would go nuts. We'd last a day. One day.
I think my kids would dig that, but me, not so much.
Jackson Hole has become the home or favorite visiting spot for many celebrities, including Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Harrison Ford, Sandra Bullock, Brad Pitt, Tiger Woods, Uma Thurman, Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, he's it. You could see him there. Yep. He'll take his placentas and bury him under those trees out there and get the blood and mark under his eyes and stuff.
Yeah. Placentas?
Yeah.
But what do you know about Matthew McConaughey and placentas?
Are you thinking Tom Cruise?
No, I think it's McConaughey. They buried their...
They buried the placenta next to a tree?
Yeah, one of the trees, right, yeah.
Don't Google that on a work computer.
Don't Google. Yeah, the whole system will be down again.
I'm going to Google it.
Matthew McConaughey.
You're right. Wow. So nailed that.
There's weird stuff like that I remember.
Some people save it and freeze it and then
eat it.
Put it in a shake.
Good God. Beetle's learning. This is the 10 o'clock. Beetle's going to learn stuff.
Do you remember now, it says here that he used it to grow a mango tree.
Yeah.
Is that possible?
You plant that trees,
and it creates a mango tree. What? I'm sorry.
He's out there, man. Yeah.
He apparently told story. I need to hear this, and we're all going to hear this today on this show. He told Ellen on an appearance on the Ellen show the story of planting it to create a mango tree to help foster the creation of a mango tree.
There's a lot of nutrients in it.
We're going to need that today, T-Bone. We're need
a lot of good iron in
we're
that
We need
dirt,
to track that down. Yeah. Oh, my God.
What do you carry it in? Just carry it in a plastic baggie, one of those Ziploc gallon bags?
I don't know.
I think you just put
five
it in
five-gallon bucket.
Nah, you just put it like in a Target bag. You know, you don't want to use one of the real thin, like Shaw's one. You
got to
use like a good, thick plastic bag.
Oh, my God. 617-779-0985. Your calls and reaction to what's being said by Linda Holiday on Instagram and about Bill Belichick by Colin Cowherd. That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Drives you crazy.
Zolak and Bertrand get into it.
Everybody's in on it.
In the middle of the day.
And I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And now, you can get Zolak and Bertrand on the radio.com app.
She talked about what a difficult labor her with your first child. And you DJ'd the entire time. Now, does that mean you had the entire equipment set up in the room?
No, it was an iPhone with, I cut off a plastic big like quart size plastic bottle. I cut it off, and if you flip that, I learned this when I was traveling actually through Brazil. If you lay the drinking end of that plastic bottle over the speaker on your phone, and they have the open end up, it sort of serves as a bit of a amplifier.
Yeah.
And so that was our speakers, and that was my DJ booth. And we had some, I was playing some Brazilian farm songs that she grew up on, because it was like a 3-day labor.
You know, I appreciate Matthew McConaughey's acting. I do. I enjoy many of the things he's been in over the years. I feel like I don't want to continue to listen to this, because he's going down a road that I'm going to think is whacked.
Well, you don't think he's whacked?
I mean,
ready?
It's so over the top, as I learned, you know, in my years of traveling Brazil. Like it was some sort of amazing
plastic
thing.
Bottle about amplifying an iPhone.
Like, what are we doing?
Musically?
All right, let's hear it. What did he do? What did he do with this mango tree?
Your wife told Sarah that she planted. Now, was this the placenta of the first child? She planted placenta and grew a mango tree. And so my question to you is,
One of the best mangoes I've ever had in my life.
What does that mean? Like, she planted it with seeds of mango with the placenta?
Yes, exactly. And then that mango tree bore its first mango 9 years later, which we all as a family sat down and ate and celebrated our eldest son, like I think it was on his birthday, going, look at you helped fertilize this mango, sir.
Wow. that's pretty.
How did you know about this, though? I'll be
sitting around and I'll hear this stuff and it just freezes me. Like
what recess of your brain did that one settle in?
No, and then because I like McConaughey. I like him as an actor. I'm with you. Like I dig his acting.
Well, Beatles.
Then he goes like down these weird like things, like, you know, and he's so in. He was so into it. I remember that. I'm like, these people are strange.
You may have been away at school, Beatle. 06?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there is a big story around Boston. There was a couple walking their dog around a pond in Wellesley. And they came across what appeared to be like human remains, like human tissue. Their dog started going nuts. Like, what is this? And it was a placenta.
Why?
Well, everyone starts going nuts. This is Wellesley, mind you. Like,
We got to do it.
Who disposed of a, you know, something having to do with a childbirth here? What's going on?
Right.
You know, what evil has entered our peaceful hamlet? And the cops start investigating. Pretty soon they figure out that it was a couple who had had a baby a few months before. Baby was healthy. They had kept the placenta in the freezer, like people do. And they decided, what are we going to do with this thing? We're going to go full McConaughey here and shove it full of mango seeds and plant it in the yard. Are we going to get rid of it? Let's go dump it near the pond. So they just took it out on a walk, and I don't know, maybe they thought there was something to do with nature and plant it near trees or something like that. But it was after that that there was kind of this soft push from law enforcement and medical officials saying, please, this is still human waste, and you really can't just leave it wherever you want.
One of the best mangoes I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I mean, if it's in your yard,
talk about this anymore.
If it's your yard, go ahead and do whatever you want. But
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
They say, please don't, public spaces.
I want to talk about football again. Is that okay?
You want to talk about placenta anymore?
Nope. Paulie's in the truck. Paulie.
I agree, Bert. That's gross.
Yeah.
a couple of things. First on Linda versus Giselle or Brady versus Belichick before I get to the comment.
Get to it all, Paulie.
I believe that Linda and Giselle alone in a room together. I wouldn't want to leave them in there. I'll tell you that. I believe the rumblings and all the problems between the two families, let's say, started with the flake gate, and they reached an impasse when Giselle went up the back stairs to Kraft's office and started throwing furniture around the room.
And Johnny Bleepin' Foxborough, right?
And from that point, nobody gets away with that with Belichick. Nobody. You just can't allow them to get out of line like that. And he was Belichick from that point on. Was fixed on running Brady out while Linda was intent on doing the same to Giselle. All right? I mean, that's basically what's going on here. They really don't like each other. I think the woman, they hate each other. You know what a woman can be like. But
can we stop this, too? Can we stop this?
Nope,
you said you wanted to talk football.
He's got another point on Belichick and retiring. Colin Coward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Colin Coward comments on Belichick retiring.
Yes.
My theory is that the only way, if there's whispers going around, I'm sure McDaniels has heard the whispers, and he's been told if this is a truth to it, you're gonna be here. Bill's gonna retire. He's going upstairs. Or Bill says he's like taking a page out of Parcells' book to keep him from going to Philadelphia, who he doesn't like. He can't stand Philly, and keep him here in New England while he goes upstairs. And so on and so forth.
I don't see that, but it's interesting that you would say that, like Parcells in New York. No, you're not leaving. You're becoming head coach. Although I don't think Josh McDaniels has that explicitly in his contract the way Bill Belichick had it in his contract in New York.
I think it's more of Josh McDaniels sitting there looking at Dan Campbell today, gets a 6-year freaking deal from the Lions. That guy's guaranteed money for 6 years, probably around $4 or $5 million a year. You're paying that guy $30-35 million. Guaranteed money. That's what Josh McDaniels is looking at.
It makes somebody like me want to f***ing bleed for you.
Yeah, that guy. Here's your head coach, Artie.
Okay, but Josh McDaniels is not going to make $4 or $5 million if he gets a head coaching gig. Josh McDaniels is going to get $10 million a year for minimum 4 years.
Absolutely.
$40 million coming his way.
Yep. Timing's now. Strike now.
Well, the timing is now because he's not getting the run that he was in previous years.
Well, I mean, I think the league has changed in the way they're bringing these coaches in, too. Things are different. Yeah, I mean, they're interviewing everybody and their mother. I mean, they've requested, look at the list of names. I mean, I probably recognize 30% of the names on the list that the Eagles are bringing in to interview. And you're like, my God, when's it going to end?
This is In the Mix today. We'll get back to it at different points throughout the show because Bert Breer is going to join us coming up at 11:36. We'll talk to Celtics head coach Brad Stevens at 11:20. Do you know who's back in Brooklyn? Kyrie Irving is back in Brooklyn. We'll get to Kyrie Irving and his story. We have not talked much about it on the show. Kyrie has made his return to his team. That's coming up right after headlines, no commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.